It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Can you ask for pet gifts on your wedding registry?
No.
What's the difference if you get me a waffle maker or if you get me, like, okay, so one of my friends just got married and on his wedding registry was, they have cats. Apparently there's this really cool, I guess it's, how do I describe it? It's not like a regular litter box. It looks like a big circular thing that the cat goes into, like a little spaceship. And when the cat goes in there, the thing has, there's an app that goes with it. The thing texts you and lets you know which cat is in there and what they have done. How is that any different than a waffle maker, like a waffle iron? How's that any different?
Well, you should be locked away if you have that for your cat. You should be, you shouldn't be a part of this world. I'm the guy who thinks if you buy a wedding present for the couple and they get a divorce, you should get a refund.
Should you get the gift back or just get the money back?
The money back. So okay. If I spent $500 to get you a ladle for your wedding.
A ladle.
Or whatever. I don't know. So I got you a ladle, a silver ladle. So I got you that. You got a divorce. You should give me the $500 back.
I'll just give you the ladle back.
That's fine. I just want, you better give something back. So I don't want a litter box back. I don't want a dog squeaky toy back. So I just want the thing that I gave you guys to get your life going.
It would help me get my life going if you bought me new dog bowls for my dog. Again, like, instead of buying me china, like, china's expensive. You're not china, but whatever. Like, we didn't do china. We just did, like, these cool dishes and plates that had skulls all over them, which were not cheap. But they were more expensive than dog bowls would have been. I mean, people would have been so happy if I registered for dog bowls.
Okay, A, you're asking the wrong guy, too. Because out of all the decades that I have been alive, I have never, ever bought a wedding gift.
Are you giving cash?
No. I've never
bought... You're giving nothing?
Yeah.
Wait, you're going to a wedding and you're bringing nothing? You're giving nothing as a gift?
I've never brought anything to a wedding.
Are you kidding me?
I've never done it.
That is the cheapest. That is so rude. You can't go to a wedding.
Have we met?
You can't go to somebody's wedding after they just spent $300 a plate on you and give them nothing.
That's what I do.
Okay, your friends hate you. Your family hates you. That everybody who's ever invited you to a wedding has told everybody how cheap you are and that you to this day never bought them a gift.
I miss so much sleep at night because of that.
You don't care that everyone around you hates you because you don't buy them gifts for their weddings and their parties and things? That's so rude.
I've lost hours of sleep over it.
How do you do that? How do you just show up with empty-handed? How do you just show up with nothing?
I'm gracing you with my presence.
I don't want your presence. I want your present.
No, I'm gracing you by being at your wedding. You can tell all your friends that I was there.
Wow, that's so rude. I'm speechless. I'm speechless that you would ever show up at a big event like a wedding or a christening or a bar mitzvah or something where someone has gone all out, spent a lot of money, and you haven't bought a gift for anybody. I mean, that's why you have a wedding registry, because on there, there's stuff on there for you cheapskates. There's stuff on there that's $15.
I'm not going.
Not everything on there is $200.
Yeah, I'm not going.
You can't spend $15 on a friend and buy him a friggin' spoon?
I'm not going. It was like I was watching Family Guy with my son.
Hey, Stewie, I brought Rupert, just like you said.
Yes, and nothing else, I see.
What do you mean?
I'd like dessert or a bottle of wine. It's customary to bring a hostess gift when invited to dinner.
I didn't know.
Everyone knows that, but whatever. Sit, sit, sit.
What, I'm supposed to bring something? And my son goes, are you supposed to bring something when you go to somebody's house for dinner or whatever? And I've never done that.
But you're an idiot. I mean, that's so rude. You should say to your son, yes, in proper society, if you want to maintain your friendships and be invited places, yeah, you bring something because it shows that you appreciate people.
Mm-hmm.
If you show up empty handed, just know they're never going to invite you again.
I'm always invited back.
But that's your goal. You don't want them to invite you back. So you purposefully don't bring anything.
That is so true. I do it so you never ask me again.
Right.
Because I would rather not be there.
Right. Your son is young. He's going to want to have a social life. And when he shows up and he's the only one who didn't bring a six pack of beer to a party or whatever, people are going to notice. They're going to single him out.
Yeah. So my kids are learning manners from Family Guy. That's a good goal.
Oh, okay. So at least they're learning manners somewhere.
Television
is a better parent than you.
Exactly. And I thought in that situation how many times I've been to a dinner party and brought nothing.
Why? What's your reasoning to not bring anything?
I just don't think about it.
Because you don't think about other people? Like, let's get into this. I want to know why. Do you not think that other people matter? Do you think that you're so special that just you showing up is enough? Like, you entertain them and
yeah.
They're so happy to have you?
They asked me over there. So you invited me to the party. I don't know. I've never walked into a party with anything in my hands.
I've never had anybody come over my house for a party, whether it's a cocktail party or anything, without bringing something. I don't even have to ask them. They've even called and said, what should I bring? And I say, nothing, just show up. And they still bring something.
See, right there, if you ask, what do you want me to bring? And they say nothing, I'm going to bring nothing.
But that's the problem. You're going to bring nothing. Everybody else will stop and get like some Italian cookies at the bakery. They'll get some cupcakes, just something to be like, thank you for inviting me. Here's an offering. Here's something to show you that I respect you and care about you, and I'm not Anthony Michaels.
See, but the problem is then everybody brings Italian cookies or black and white cookies, and there's too much black and white cookies
never
at the party.
Never too much. Trust me, there's never too many.
Too many black and white cookies at the party, and if I would have brought more black and white cookies, it would have been just too much. See, I help because I help you eat that.
Okay, let me put it to you like this. When I first met you,
uh-huh.
Okay, what did I send you?
Brownies.
Right, and you remember them.
Right.
Right, and they're, you remember them.
They're
That's
wicked
my point.
Witch brownies.
That's right, fat witch brownies.
Fat witch brownies. I knew it was a witch something.
I made an impression on you when I first met you by sending you the fat witch brownies, and you remember them 11 years later.
Okay.
That's my point.
So should I bring fat witch brownies everywhere I go?
I'm not good at things like this. Don't
ruin
your record. Just show up with nothing and see. People, trust me, people are talking behind your back.
You think I care?
Okay.
I just spell my name right. I don't care. You devote whole social media posts about how much I suck. I don't care.
Will you please, I beg you. Please let me do the eulogy at your funeral. I can't wait to throw this in there.
Don't bring anything to my funeral either.
Oh, trust me, I will not.
Don't bring cookies. Don't bring drinks. Don't bring nothing. And make sure you tell everybody else not to bring anything.
Oh, they won't. They won't. They all know you.
No, I can't tell you how many weddings I've been to and I've never brought. I've been to birthday parties and not brought a gift.
You know, going to birthday parties and not bringing a gift, it's not great, but it's okay. Going to a wedding where somebody has spent $30,000 or more to make sure you have a good time and you didn't bring them. I mean, it's an unwritten social rule. You have to bring a wedding gift. You have a year to send something. That's why there's that rule.
No, I don't want to be there, A. I'm miserable every second I'm there. I'm there just to show you that I care about you. I don't want to be there. You should have eloped anyway. You should have went to Vegas and not bothered me with your wedding.
No, if that's your attitude, then don't come to my wedding. I don't want you there.
Good.
You know what? I sent you an invite just to be nice. I wasn't expecting a yes.
Okay. You're still going to invite me.
Well, but I don't want you to come.
You're still going to invite me. See, that's the thing, is you're still going to invite me. You and Joe.
Yeah, but this time I'm going to give you the wrong date in the wrong place.
No, you and Joe get married this weekend. I'm getting an invite, and I'm going to show up.
You're not coming.
I'll show up, and I'm bringing nothing. And I'm making a scene about it. Look how much crap I brought with me. Nothing.
Nothing. You suckers who are giving them money.
Right.
You idiots.
Right. This is her second wedding. You shouldn't bring jack crap here.
At least sign your name to somebody else's card. Jeez.
I'll sign my name to that book.
Okay.
The book for the funeral and the book for the wedding. I'll sign my name. Excellent. Plus one if I show up with somebody. You'll get that. That's my present to you. My signature. Enjoy.